Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy, and woo, sexy people. How are you, everybody? I love you this Sunday. I love you. I love me. I love the world. I love that we're opening up. I just feel good. I feel good. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Let's get it going. Let's get it going today. Let's bring in that happy. I've got some great stuff to share with you that the channel actually just gave me. I thought it was talking about something entirely else, but nope. Welcome to my life. So, the channel wants you to know, you know, once we set an intention for a webinar, all the information starts flowing in weeks before. And the next webinar on the April 20th is on reemergence out into the world, into the new normal, into our lives again, into the way the world has worked, should work. Doesn't mean it has to be the same working. And the channel wants you to know that this is what they want you to be conscious of, that the biggest signal that we are sending out, and you know every thought and emotion has an electrical signal that you send out that the universe matches. Okay. The biggest signal right now that we're sending out on reemergence is I can't be God. I can't be my own creator. Because subconsciously, that's the belief pandemic has reinstated and given fuel to. Because we all felt like we had no control. And the whole pandemic, the whole reason and lesson from the pandemic is that you always have control over what you create with what you're given. Nobody and nothing can ever take that away from you guys. So that means I can't create the next year the way I want it anymore. Things are different. I'm different. And the channel wants you to know it's fine that everything's different. It's fine that you're different. You want to expand. You want to use all the things you've learned this year and start creating with them. You're clearer about what you want. Okay? And you have to be very clear around what you want to create. Because if subconsciously you have moved back into that, oh, I can't be God, I'm not the creator of me, that reinforces I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. I'm not supposed to be here creating my own life. I don't belong being this powerful. If we allow ourselves consciously or subconsciously to go into that belief, we close down all the possibilities that are open to us. All the possibilities that are open to us. So we're coming together today to claim I am the God of me. I am the creator of me. I am clear and I know about exactly what I want to create in this year. And I am open to absolutely every possibility that the universe can bring me. You know, I went out for the first time to a big outdoor restaurant with a friend yesterday. And we went to one of our favorite stores. First time I had been in a retail store in over a year. And I have to tell you, I was very conscious of the fact that I had been a lot more careful with my money this year. And that I hadn't been going places where I usually spend my money this year, this last year. So as I was buying all these things on sale and putting them away for people, I started getting nervous. And I thought, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't be spending this money. You know, things haven't fully opened up yet. I don't have anything on the books as an actor, which hasn't happened in months. But that's what I mean about reemerging. You see that level of trust that I was going through? That level of trust that I'm my own creator. I've always created more than enough coming in. I'm still creating more than enough coming in. And that's the signal that I'm putting out to the universe to come and create with me. Right? But you have to be conscious of what you're feeling. Guys, remember, we're the ones that create us in our life. Us. Nobody else is responsible for that. So, and that's what I was talking to Dr. Wilson, who's joining us on the webinar. And she said some of the things that she's dealing with on a day-to-day basis in her practice is people concerned about reemerging into an overscheduled life. That's come up for me also. They're starting to put all the conventions on the calendar now and hold this weekend and hold that weekend. And again, who is in charge of directing that, guys? Many of us found out that we're much more introverted than we thought we were, that staying at home was just fine with us, and especially that we're realizing that we are happier and healthier without some of the people that we couldn't see and some of the things that we couldn't do. And how do you manage that going forward then with those people who are going, all right, well, the pandemic's over. Now I can mess with you again. And how do you handle knowing that you were a lot better off not dealing with them, commingling with them, having them in your life? So those are just some of the other subconscious things going on. On top of the obvious anxiety about getting sick and managing germs and all that stuff, you know, I found myself sitting down at the table and my first thought was, I wonder if this table's been cleaned off. You know, so we have created a lot of belief systems now that serve us and don't serve us. And we have learned a lot of things that serve us and don't serve us. So we want to be conscious about taking the ones that serve us forward okay? The webinar is Tuesday, May... No. That's a whole other thing. I'm way down at my notes here. It's April 20th from 6 to 8. I hope you'll join us. And Dr. Wilson, you guys love Dr. Wilson. She's always right on the nose. Now, ta-da! The big news. Mark your calendars. Tuesday, May 6th, my beautiful daughter, Gabrielle Stone, will make an appearance on The Doctors, talking about her book and self-love and healing. How proud am I? Mark it down, guys. Come on and support us. Tuesday, May 6th, Gabrielle Stone on The Doctors. TiVo it if you need to. That's probably what we'll do. That we do that with everything. Okay, is there anything else? No, I can go to the calls. All righty, we're off and running. Press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. Press 1. Okay, Miss Susan in Niagara, you're on.
I knew I would be first. I just knew it.
Well, you called in first, woman, so.
Cool. I have
good for
three
you.
Quick
you...
questions.
Okay.
And two of them only need yes-no answers. First, I'll start with my cat. My cat has matted fur, so I'm having him shaved on this next Saturday. And my yes-no questions is I wanted you to touch him to your guides and say and ask, tell me, because I bought three products: Hemp Quiet Moments is drops, Rescue Remedy, which is a box thing, and a Fairway. It's a spray to calm cats down. I just need a yes no. Are those?
I think you're the one that needs to calm down, Susan.
You're
right. The one.
That's
well,
true.
Yeah, I want you to play the show back and listen to the tone and the vibration in your voice.
Yeah,
you're
well,
out
I've
of
been
breath.
And stuff.
You're anxious.
Well, I'm out of breath because I just had to make my bed because I just had a little accident. So that's why I'm out of breath.
Okay, but you're anxious. And being anxious is not good for creation.
That's
being
true.
Anxious
have...
screws up your focus, closes down your heart, closes down your chakras, and then the energy doesn't flow, guys. You all know this. So,
yes.
First of all, are you asking about which product is best for the cat to calm
yes.
her down?
Him, yes.
Okay. First one. I get the third one that you mentioned. I'm not a cat. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a vet. But mostly, the cat is reacting to your vibration. So the greatest thing that's going to help calm your cat down is for you to know everything is fine. All that's happening is he's going to the vet to get shaved.
Yes. Well, I love my cat so much that I want it to be a good experience for him.
Well, that's up to him. But he can't have a child, they take their cues off of us, guys. And if we're anxious, then they're going to go, oh, there's something going on and I should be anxious with my master and I should help take some of this from her. Okay, so you calm yourself down. Dear God, he's just getting groomed. It's not like he's getting major cancer surgery here. All right, next question.
Okay, the next question, calmly, because now I'm calm. I am
yeah.
the god of calmness. Next question is about me. I woke up with a dry cough that hurt, and I just want to know if I should be concerned about that because of COVID, because I have not been tested for COVID or plan on getting the COVID vaccine either. So it's basically, do I have COVID or not?
Susan, have you taken your temperature?
No. Well, my temperature is always normal.
Well, then the chances are you don't have COVID, honey. When I say you have COVID, I get a no. When I say you have the virus, I get a no, but I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I know, I know. I get a no,
what
too.
The first thing I heard is that you need more moisture in your home. So put on a vaporizer in your bedroom or turn on the shower on hot water and let the steam fill up the room and sit in it for a while. Okay, next.
Okay. Next is a week and a half ago, I fell and pretty much beat up my body. I passed out from falling, and I was just wondering if there was anything around that I need to know.
It has to do with your son. What was going on with your son?
My son had a stroke. He has limited eyesight in his right eye. His left eye also now is starting to fade. He's having vision, and he has balance problems. He fell a couple of weeks ago when he was trying to help me, fell actually on top of me.
Okay, so what the channel is saying is literally, subconsciously, what you said is, I can't deal with this. I just have to go unconscious. I can't even deal with all this. You need to get help, Susan, with him. Can you get help?
Well,
for
there's
yourself?
Only so much like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, can you get social services or somebody to come in and help give you some breaks, help manage him, help take him when he needs to go somewhere?
Probably I can do that, yeah. Because he gets like medical help from social services. He does have medical insurance with them.
Well, I would check into that because you're on overload, sweetheart. You're on overload, and you're going under, and you need some support. That's what it's about. Okay. According to the channel, that's what it's about, Susan.
Because, yeah, I've been feeling very, very light and creative when he's not around, and when he's here, it's like he's
heavy. It gets really heavy.
It gets really heavy, exactly.
Well,
if
you picture a really, really, really heavy load on your back that you can only carry so far, what happens when you can't carry it anymore?
I fall down and break.
That's right.
And
so you don't have to go unconscious to some help here. Okay? You got it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, he... Okay.
All right, sweetheart. We're supporting you, and you can do this. But Susan, you were going for a very, very, very long time being really balanced and happy. I want you to choose to get back there.
I have been choosing that, especially lately.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
Well, yesterday I was singing and dancing in my living room and doing the breathing technique. I've been focusing on my creativity because I've got some really neat plans ahead for some special people that I love. Like you.
Okay. All right.
You just take care of you.
I want you to take care of you before you take care of anybody else.
I even went out and bought myself some yarn to make myself a beautiful scarf and things that bring me joy.
Good. So. Good. All right. Well, keep it up. Keep it up,
okay,
sweetheart. All right. All right, dances. That was a good lot of good messages for all of us there. Dances, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, babe. What's up?
Not much. Except I got a question about a new kitty cat that came into my life.
Okay.
And I do not know if she has an owner or not. But
well,
she loves.
Dances.
She loves
the first thing I heard was she has an owner and she's picked a new one.
Yeah, she. It's like the cat that is here now. I opened the front door one day and he just walked right in about 8 years ago and he hadn't left. He loves it here.
Yeah,
and
they choose you. They find you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't post it or, you know, I mean, if another owner has lost their animal,
right,
they may be grieving and they may be happy he's gone.
See, I was struggling with that. And I was really like, we need to check around and, you know, and find out.
That's...
But then I was sweating it, and then I woke up the next morning going, she chose to be here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. And the channel is saying, that's very true. She chose to be with you. And...
Okay.
For your sake and your peace of mind, you need to just at least post it with the vet or post it online or on Facebook or wherever people post this stuff these days.
Okay.
Just so you'll know. Just so
right.
Your energy can totally embrace this new kitty cat. You owe him that. Right?
Kind of already have.
Yeah, I know. They take you over pretty fast. All right, sweetheart. Well, congratulations on your new family member.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All right, guys. You know, Susan mentioned about the vaccine, and I'm just going to tell you one more time. The channel said, for most people, like 95% of the people, all the vaccines are safe. When I say for children, that's not necessarily the case. But for any 16, 15, around 15 or older, I get that these vaccines are safe. Not a doctor. And as far as should I get the vaccine, yes. The channel unequivocally says yes. You asked for a miracle to heal this disease. We gave it to you. And now you're saying you don't want it? You owe it to everybody else in the world to get vaccinated, guys. That's a true statement. Is that coming from me? No, that's coming from the channel. So I keep getting these emails, so I had to address it on the show. That's the information I get. Okay, Miss Gina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
How are you? Well, you're great.
I am great. My older brother is trying to decide whether he is going to stay here or make his transition. So I'm in my knowing, and I'm releasing his highest good to him and his own decision. And that's my last living family member. So it's... I'm walking that line, you know.
Yes.
Walking that line. Okay,
sorry.
What can I do for you? But thank you for asking. Appreciate you asking.
You're always so happy, and it's.
I am
it's
happy.
I know it's really good. So right before this call, So there's a lot of unresolved issues in my family, and I'm pretty much on the outside of everything, probably because...
No, No, you're right in the middle of all of it, the channel said.
I'm in the middle of all of
it? You energetically, you're in the middle of all of it.
Okay, so I guess my question is, I think it's really important that I get complete and resolved with everything. And I just, like, sometimes I think I know where to begin, but I really don't. It's really mostly about my sister relationship. It stems from that, but there's also some issues of my brother-in-law's.
Let me stop you there.
Good.
Because you see, you're the spoke of the wheel. And all issues we have, guys, are our issues. All issues we have start within us. So if you start there, you're going to get the answers a lot faster. So the highest question that I'm hearing is, how can I bring myself into alignment with creating a peaceful relationship with everyone in my life? Highest, most correct, most complete. Okay, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 9, 10. Okay, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. So this is what's playing out. Okay, Gina? So
yep.
Why do they threaten you?
Because they just have always been pretty, I would say, non-inclusive.
Yeah, dismissive is the word.
Accusatory and blaming.
Okay. They just kind of dismiss you, is
yes.
what the channel's saying. That, and I'm
yes.
getting my big yes on that. Okay, so how do you dismiss yourself, Gina? How
just,
are you doing
I,
to yourself
yeah,
what you're feeling,
doing.
Yeah, they're doing to you?
I just go quiet. I go silent.
Okay, so...
And I remove myself,
oh,
even though it really bothers me.
Oh, well, you just look at those words. I remove myself, which is the experience you're having with them.
Yeah.
Removing you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, guys, if we don't walk out every morning and go, hello, world, I'm up, I'm fabulous, this is a great day, and I'm creating it the way I want it to be. If we walk out the door and go, well, I'm going to hide from everybody because you judge me and you dismiss me, which one is the universe going to come forward to? That, you see, the universe has to match your belief system, Gina. You know that.
Yeah.
So if we all would just go back to, well, where am I feeling that about myself? Where am I feeling like I don't belong? Where am I creating this so that these people are coming forward to match me? So the channel is suggesting that you start saying, I love them, I accept them, I belong with them, and, you know, I'll deal with them when and if I want to deal with them. But they don't dismiss me. I'm creating it the way I want it to be. But you're not, because all of your focus is on what they're not doing or are doing
right.
in a
right.
negative way. Whatever yep. you focus on, guys, you create more of. That's science. That's science and religion and spirituality. They all say the same thing. Whatever you focus on, you create more of.
Yeah. I think I've just been, since my mom died, I've just kind of pulled away. And I, you know, there's still
Gina,
a lot of life going on. Yeah.
Don't use that as an excuse. It
yeah,
doesn't
I know.
Serve you.
I'm hearing myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So the claim is just to, I'll re-listen to this, but it's
the
to,
claim is I am divine love, guys. You know what you want. You want to feel accepted. You want to feel a part of. You want to feel a part of the group. You want to be respected. You want to be honored. We all want those things. We all want health. We all want more than enough money. Okay? So around everything that I know I want and feeling included and respected, I am divine love. Remember a couple of weeks ago, they said that's the claim you have to remember. I am divine love.
Right. And peaceful, harmonious relationships in my life. I really, really love that.
Yes.
Too.
And around that, I am divine love. Now, universe, come in and match that divine love with what I want.
And then I think the actions then will reveal themselves after I start to really take that.
Absolutely. I promise
you. Yeah, it's hard to think on top of. It's like, I don't
know. No, you don't
want
to think. Thinking gets you
no.
way into trouble.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
The more you think about it, the more screwed you get. Go to your heart, go to love. Love and joy, right. Love and joy, love and joy. You guys know this, but again, you've got to put it into practice.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You
yeah.
bet.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was a good lesson for everybody. Thank you. Miss Kate in California, you be on.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I am moving, and I haven't been cleaning the past year like a lot of people. I didn't feel, I have a resistance to deep diving in closets, and now I have an overwhelm of everything I have to do. But my question is, what's the core of that, of wanting to keep things and without kind of keeping things on the surface and not diving deep?
Well, when I say it's really about that, I get a no. Hold on. They're directing me to a core belief, this page.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... another example of I'm not the creator of me. I don't have control over my life. And so you don't take control in the smallest ways, like cleaning your house. And the first thing I heard was hire somebody. Can you hire somebody to come in and do some of this stuff for you?
Yeah, I could do the initial separating things, take them to Goodwill, and then get help with the actual packing to move.
Yeah. Now, does it feel quite so overwhelming when you give yourself permission to do that? That feel better?
No, because, well, it's funny because I did that when we moved my dad to a retirement home. So it's like, duh, you know, oh, I can do it for myself.
Thank you. But again, you see, this is some of the subconscious stuff that's holding over from the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
exactly
when I dropped that $220 at the store yesterday, I literally had to consciously stand there to myself and go, oh, Deanna, stop it.
Yeah.
You've succeeded this year. You've created so many great things. This is your first time at it. It should be so joyful. Why are you feeling guilty? And the first thing I said to myself was, I'm not feeling guilty. I'm feeling scared. What if we don't open up again? What if everything closes down again? What if I don't work for a while? What if, that's what I mean. You get into your mind.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, what if, guys, is what we want. So the clearer you sit down and list out everything in every subject of your life that you want, it'll literally take you 15 minutes to a half an hour and make a huge difference in your lives. List out, this is what I am creating this year. And really feel into the positives and perhaps some negatives that you have adopted feeling over the last year and a half. I mean, that's normal, that's human, that's natural. And our job now is to be the God of us that is very clear about what we want to create, that we are the creators of that, that we are committing to it and asking the entire universe to come create it with us. That's what you want to focus on while everything is opening up. Okay? Got
all
it?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, and
thank
then
you.
The actions seem easy after that. Thank you.
Good, good, Kate. Yeah, sometimes we just have to go, okay, how can I love myself enough to make this easier? How can I make this easier on me? Jean-Marie in Massachusetts, you're on.
First of all, thank you. I'm deeply grateful to you for everything that you've said in all these weeks that have listened. And
thank you.
Well, thank you. So I've been working on the information that you gave me in the private session and in the question I asked. And something happened 2 days ago, and it was a lot of what Gina, the other caller, addressed, but I didn't really know how to go forward with this, so I stayed still. My next-door neighbor has moved into our neighborhood about 10, 15 years ago and always wants me to cut my trees down. Anyways, it frightens me. It makes me stop still.
Okay, Jean-Marie, do you want to cut them down?
Do I want to cut them? No, they have a right
to live.
Well,
then just say no.
I did say no, but now she wants to cut the branches. Because
well,
they're
are they on her property?
The branches are hanging over the fence, yes.
Okay, fine. Let her cut the things on her side of the fence.
Well, that's what I said to her, but it's more like she wants me to pay for these things. And I said
no.
And I said no. And the thing is that I realized in meditation after this happened was ever since she moved in, it's like she wants to get rid of me. It's not about the trees.
Oh, that's your stuff. That's
really?
Your stuff. Oh, yeah. And this is how it's showing up in your life, so that you can be aware that that belief is alive in you. Oh, dear, here we go. What does your mom have to do? What comes up when I say your mom wanted to get rid of you?
She didn't want to be pregnant with me, and she took a drug called diethylstilbestrol. She was aborting, like a miscarriage, and they gave her this drug to make her keep me. It caused all kinds of, abnormalities in my physical form that impacted my life as a human. And,
well, okay, you don't have to go any further. The first lesson you learned while you were being conceived was they're trying to get rid of me. I mean, you've been carrying this literally, it's almost from preconception, because your energy was already ready to be conceived, and then you ran into this. And why did you pick a mother that felt that way? So that you could come in this lifetime and unconditionally know I'm wanted in this life. Everybody wants me. I want me, I want to be here, they want me to be here, I'm supposed to be here, and I belong.
Thank you.
Does that make sense, baby? to you?
Boy, does it make sense.
Yeah. If you look over your whole life,
yes,
you will see how you diverted to, oh, they don't want me, or they don't like me, or I don't belong here. Or it can come in a million machinations, but it's all around that moment. And look at how powerful a soul you are. You went, sorry, coming in anyway. I got something to learn here, so here I am.
That's so true.
Okay, good for you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, that's what I mean, guys. Again, look at what you were taught, what happened to you when you were 0 to 8, what was modeled to you when you were 0 to 8, okay? All right, Miss Nancy in Pennsylvania. Whoops, there you are. You're on, babe.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you more. Well, I had nothing planned to say, but as I listened to the other callers, me personally, just as a comment, you don't have to make a comment. I know your stand. I'm 73. I stay alone, don't have children, I stay away from supermarkets that have crowded parking lots. I go in with double masks. I spend a lot of time in nature or my house.
What's
and
your question,
me,
Nancy?
Well, no, this is a comment. Like yesterday I was with a guy that has the COVID vaccine. So pretty soon everybody's going to get the vaccine. They can't give it. They can't get it. And I just don't need it because I'm not around people.
That's
and so
not
I
true.
Feel...
That's not, it's just not true. I'm sitting with the pendulum, and as soon as you said that, it flew to no. Do you understand,
okay, well...
guys? Do you understand? Does everybody understand that you can be totally asymptomatic, not have any signs of COVID at all, not get COVID at all, but carry it out to other people?
Yes.
We all have a responsibility here for the greater good of everyone. And no matter how anybody asks me the question, I mean, you know, I had a big discussion with the channel, and I went, look, you know, I'm going to get a lot of blowback about this. And the channel said, tough shit, Dee. Your job is to take out the truth. And this is the highest truth that we're giving you. So you have to take it out. When we asked you to do that, you made an agreement that whatever the truth was, you would take the truth out. And that's what they're giving me, Nancy. So, obviously, you are the God of you, and you are the creator of you, and you have the right to make your own decisions. And
that's right. I can choose to stay away from people and just do videos and webinars and phone calls and forget being around people. So, I choose to do that because I'm a scientist.
Really?
And
you choose to be just alone in the world and not interacting with anybody?
I interact plenty, but it's online. It's with groups. It's with group phone calls, Zoom.
Yeah, not the same. It's not the same as hugging someone and getting out and living, Nancy. It's not the same.
Okay.
You have your answer, and you've made your decision, but when people ask me what the highest information is, it's everybody should be vaccinated. All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Wait.
All right, Miss Kelly in Seattle, you're on.
Oh.
You're almost on.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I thought I had my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
That's okay, baby. It's okay. I'm technically challenged, too. What's your question?
Well, first, I want to thank you for the vaccine, encouraging people to get the vaccine. Yay, I appreciate that.
Indeed.
Secondly, I have a question that might be two parts depending on the first answer.
Okay.
I've started a class for learning how to go into the Akasha records, and I'm wondering, is this class for my highest good, and is it a quality course?
I get those are the right questions, and I get a yes. As long as you know that as the channel that you are able to access all records.
Yes.
Okay. So they want you to go into this with the intention of, all right, this is just another way I'm going to expand my channel as a whole.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Okay, all right. So, yes is the answer.
Yeah, she seems extremely ethical, and she's got, you know, certain guidelines that she's, you know, she's just not willing to allow people to cross, which I appreciate. And so my second part of my question was, would I be able to create a livable income if I were if I became certified?
That's up to you.
Ah.
See, it's not about you being certified. It's about you loving money. And when I say you love money, I get a no. And more, the second thing under that that's coming in right away is you don't think doing spiritual work, you should make a lot of money.
Really?
So you get those two things in alignment, and then you can make some good money. But, guys, your first intention is to serve.
Yes.
Okay? That's why, yes, I get so much flack from so many of the other healers, you know, because I will not turn anybody away on my webinars. If they really feel like they want and need to do it, I will not turn anybody away. They do have to make some kind of a monetary exchange. We had somebody on the call that could only get $5. But what she got from that little child webinar has turned her life around. There has to be some kind of exchange. But as a healer, you have to be ready, willing, and able to accept that financial exchange for the services of love that you are giving.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
I didn't realize I had a block there. That's interesting.
You have a belief. What religion were you raised, Kelly?
Raised Presbyterian, was kicked out of Sunday school at about 8.
Because?
Because I asked questions like, if Adam and Eve were the first people on earth, how come their sons found wives, and why did they have belly buttons and things like that?
Uh-huh. So you were thinking. You were thinking,
yeah,
and questioning,
yeah,
and making them uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay. If you listen to any Sunday show, there's always people and things that we talk about that are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give yourself the right to ask all those questions and look into all those things that you want to know that might make other people uncomfortable. Because, guys, that's where the gold is. That's why my job is just to be truthful in my acting and in my healing. I just have to tell the truth.
Well, I've always been pretty much a truth teller, but, you know,
just be okay with making a lot of money now doing it.
Well, having a history of being told to sit down and shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, because I've been I'm what's it called, claircognizant? I just know things, and people say, no, you don't know that. You don't know that, and it's like, okay,
well, you
well,
do.
And it happens, and they get mad at me for being that.
No, you get mad at you because your little girl who got thrown out of Sunday school still saying, I shouldn't speak up, and I'm going to be judged and I'm going to be banished. So you've got to get your little girl integrated with your adult self so that you're all working with one. You're one entity.
Yes.
Working together. Okay?
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yes.
All righty. Woohoo! We got there.
Thank you, ma'am.
You better believe it, baby cakes. All right. Let's see. We are going to... I love it. Oh, gosh. I only have time for one more. Ah, Joanne in Connecticut. Whoops. Hold on. You're not on yet. There you are. You're on, baby.
Perfect. Thank you, Dee. I'll be very quick. I've hesitated, but I have made an appointment for a vaccine this Friday. My doctor advised me to get the Johnson and Johnson. Well, I've had a lot of anaphylactic reactions in the past, so there was some history.
Concern.
But my daughter is looking to adopt a child, and she asked me for her birthday present to get vaccinated, and I am. That's how much I love her.
<That's good. laughs> Oh, my gosh. Sometimes
I love when I listen to you talk about your daughter, because I feel the same. I feel that whole energy of your love for her and my love for mine. So I can resonate.
Yeah.
So
I want you to hold on, Joanne. I want you right now to start directing yourself. Say, I am receiving this vaccine in divine love, and I am instructing my body to be joyous and healthy in receiving this vaccine. From what I've read, Johnson & Johnson has the least amount of effects, by the way. And I have three close friends that just got the Johnson & Johnson and had absolutely no reaction at all. So if that makes you feel better, that's from Dee. That's not from the channel. Did you have one other part of that you wanted to know about?
No, the question was, how can I be in best alignment and have a positive experience? So I think that declaration is going to work for me.
You just think of that little baby coming.
Okay.
And how it's going to be so joyful that you can play with that little baby with, you know, and everybody will have peace of mind, you know, that you're healthy and you can all get together and celebrate this. I mean, if there's not enough joy there for you to take into that, I don't know what else to give you. But
no,
a newborn baby, a little puppy or a kitty cat, a little colt. I mean, dear God, my heart just goes bam, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, good for you, sweetheart. Good for you. And will you drop me an email and let me know?
I will. And thank you for addressing so much of it today on the call, because I do agree with you. I think it is our responsibility. And we did pray for this, and this is the divine gift. So, facing our fears is part of life as well. So,
now what a good point. Oh, I just want to take a moment and stop with what she just said. Wow, you should be doing this program, Joanne. It's part of our growth to walk through our fears, because our fears, like the boogeyman in all my movies, they're irrational, most of them, and don't exist, guys. You know, the movie that I just finished was all about how the traumas and our old stories that we keep a hold of become the monsters that eat us up. So, let's just be the gods of us that walk through the fear, because we are so in our knowing that all things are well and good in our world, that it's joyful to walk into what we are choosing to do then. Oh, I love that. Thanks for ending the show on that, Joanne.
Oh, thank you so much, Dee. Many blessings.
You, You too, sweetheart. Oh, I can't stand it. I like wish we could. There was a way we could extend the show sometimes, but there's not. And Stephen's going to kill me now because I'm at the very last moment. So let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.